We're on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. I'd like to finish the Tosfos. We say this like a Tosfos. Tosfos wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. The Sapek Slosos Mi Arba Ba'omdu Mi Sholosh. The Gemara says this is a case that Hegdish is being Mekabel Ribbis. And there's no Isaribis by Hegdish. The Shaila is, what is the case if the Gizbar is giving out the money, so we have a problem of Me'ila, and if the Nachdom has flour, which Yotza Shar, so then there's no problem of Ribis. V'yeshloima, so we'll start from the Teretz of Tosfos, Kedain Shis Nadev Odom Loseis Kufshloim. It's speaking about a person was misnadev to give kuf sloim lehikdisham adayim. He wasn't magdish the sloim as yet. Benosnam lenachtaim, and he gave this to a nachtaim, so this is sloim of chulim. They lost his lehikdish abasayim b'chol selah. That he should give, the nachtaim should give flour for sof or sella the whole year, which this could involve a ribis, the rabbonon could be flour will get more expensive, and he'll still be giving for sof or sella. And viyotza, and that Tosfos makes an akim to viyotza hashal shalakutais. It's speaking about that the aniyim were already selling the tvua that they were malakid from leket shikha peya, which was an inferior tvua. There was a shah, so when he gave the nachtaim money, at that time there was a shah of abo soim lesela from lakutis. Now, the tvua that the lakutis sold was inferior tvua. And he did not order from the nachtaim inferior tvua. He ordered superior tvua, and on the superior tvua there was no yotza hashav. So Tosfos says, so that's what we are speaking about. We're speaking about the yotza hashav shalakutos, and he is giving money for superior tvua. So we have to understand what the cheshbon is over here. We're speaking about hegdish. How does no iseribis? Avalo yotza hashar klal. Also, if there would be no shah for lakutis, there's no shah whatsoever, and we will say this aloche that a person is permitted to give a nachtoim, 12 sloim for the year, expecting in return 48 saw of flour without yotza hashav. It's also, this will be also. Why will this be also? I mean, lemaise hegdish is getting the ribis, and there's no isa ribis by hegdish. Now, since we are speaking about that someone else gave the money, someone is giving money to a nachtaim, so there is a problem over here. People see someone comes to a nachtaim, and he tells the nachtaim, I'm giving you 12 sloim for 48 so for the year. So, a person will think this is muta, this is also midarabona. Dilma also lachlufi behedyet. So a person might think, oh, if he's allowed to do it, so he's allowed to do it. Dilma also lachlufi behedyet, and someone will do the same, will go over to a nachtim, and they'll say, I'm giving you 12 sloim, you should give 48 so to behedyet. That's also. So that is why we need yotza hashar shalakutas. So Yotza Shah Shalakutus, what does that help the situation? Even though he Yisod, he's not purchasing inferior to it. So the Shah of Lakutus is Be'emesin in this transaction, Leimala V'Leimala. But Al Kaponim, those who see what happened and who are not acquainted with all the Platim of what happened, they'd be acquainted, they would see that it's going for Hegdush. So they're not acquainted with all the Platim. So if they're not acquainted with all the Platim, and with Yotza Shal Shalakutas, so they'll think maybe he's purchasing inferior to it, and it's Yotza Shal Shalakutas, or Pakelta, that's Mutalachatchila. So we need Yotza Hashal Shalakutis to take off the Osi Lachlufa. That means there's a new problem of Osi Lachlufa. Meikeredin al Tegdish, there wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. But this is a very misleading transaction. A Hedyet is giving money to a Nachtim and making such a condition valid Shalas Sela for the whole year. So that's why we need Yotza Shalakutas. Ulakach nokat va'omdei achekach misholish. So the Lashon omdei means the shal changed. So why says there was a shal before? Fine. Now, so far, so good. Now we're going to see, Taisus is going to say, Meiridike Chidushim, and we'll have to discuss this soon. But let's just say what Taisus says. V'chein bezuzi. Till now we are speaking about a ribis derabonon, a ribis derachmekech hamemker. He is giving money to a nachtim. The nachtim is giving a commodity. And we had already once mentioned in Beis Hashem, we'll see in Ezer Nesher, that the Chavizda says, if one gives money and he gets back a commodity, that is not Derech Halvo, that's Derech Mekech Hamemke, and it's also Midrabon. That means the Halvo is Dafke, if one has to return the same commodity one received. That means if I'll lend a saw for two saw, that's a Bistiraisa. Because I'm lending you two, and you have to give me back two saw two, that's a Bistiraisa. I lend you $100 for $200, that's the Bistaraisa. But if I give you money, you should give me back a commodity, that's the Mekah. Now Taisvis says, V'chein bezuzi. Now Taisvis starts speaking about, Taisvis just said that if lo yotza hashal, derech memker memker is osa mishum osi lachluf. V'chein. Now Taisva says, Bezuzi, if there would be a halva of $100, im nosan kuf zuzi la'odom, sheyachse lahegdish meya ve'esan. Now Taisva speaks about a case of halva. The chain is very difficult to oversee. But Taisus says, let's talk about halva. Someone lends someone $100 that he should pay Hegdish $120. Also, that is also, just like Taisus said, that's the Bechein. Just like Taisus said, by loy yotza hashar to give a nachtim, yud base sloim to get back 48 sloim is also 48 sos also midarabon. To lend money to someone to pay Hegdish, to lend $100 to Hegdish and to get back $120 is also. And then Taisvi says, the choshev ki ilu mekabel malva atzmoi. Now Taisva says, such a case that someone will give money and lend money, we're talking about a ribis tiraisa, under a condition he's lending $100, but Hegdish should get back $120. So it's also, And now Tosfos throws in the afilu midereise nireta osu. I'm going to be kazach. But I lend Reuven $100, that Reuven should pay back Hegdish $120. Now we have a posik ribis by Hegdish is mutter. And so who is getting the ribis? Hegdish is getting the ribis. Tosfos says, this is also min ha-toyre. Why is this also min ha-toyre? T'choshev ki'ilu mekabel malva atzmai. This is equivalent ki'ilu, the malva is getting the money. K'moi ten mona leploini v'akadish anilach, v'mokadashes midin orif, t'choshev ki'ilu kibla mimenu. Now Tosfos says a mouthful over here, and let's just explain what Tosfos just said now. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin that says as follows. An Isha comes over to Reuven, and she says, give Beryl $100, and for that, you can marry me. She didn't get a penny. And he goes and gives Beryl $100. Why does he give Beryl $100? Because she told him to give Beryl the money. So he is mighty mamain alpia. That means he's giving $100 to Beryl because she asked him to give it. So there's a lumbus, if someone is mighty mamain alpi, it's ke'ilu, I got the money. And that in Yesod is the chiyuv of Orev. When an Orev comes to a Malva, the Orev tells the Malva, lend Beryl $100. So, and the Orev is chayiv to pay. Why is the Orev chayiv to pay? What is mechayivim to pay? Because since the Malva lent Beryl $100 alpi, so it's like, I got the $100. I don't want to take his $100. I want to lend Ishlan to Beryl $100. But since he's lending Beryl $100 alpi, so it's kilu, I got the $100. So I'm a chuyif to pay him $100 because kilu, I got the $100. That is din orif. And therefore the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that if Anisha told Reuven to give Beryl $100, he gave Beryl $100, he says, Areyat Mekadesh Asli, with $100 I gave Beryl. She didn't get a penny from him. Beryl got $100, but it's Ke'ilu, she got the $100 because he laid out the money alpia. Zok Tosfos a step further, so Tosfos says, so what'll be the deal? If Reuven will lend Beryl $100, betnai that Beryl should give Hegdish $120. So Tosfos says, this is ribis deraise. Hegdish is allowed to get ribis. No, you got the ribis. The malva got the ribis. Since he's giving $120 to Hegdish, why is he giving $120 to Hegdish? Because you told him, I'm lending you $100, you should give $120 to Hegdish. So it's Ke'ilu, you got $120. So Tosfos says this is Ribis Tereis. So Tosfos just says, V'chein. Tosfos jumped to Halvo. Tosfos jumped to Halvo. First Tosfos said, let us just hold the Cheshbon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, if I'll give a nachtein, 12 sloyim, to give 48 sloyim to Hegdish, 48 saw to Hegdish, Tosfos says, that's also tulma osi lachlufe. Maybe people don't know that Hegdish is getting it. Also, Hegdish is also muta. And then Tosfos goes and says that by halvo, it's also because I'm getting it. So, Ketzeskilo, I'm getting it. So, Kan Shoyalaben. So why does Tosfos have to say, Alumdis of Osi La Achlufi? Push it. In the Gemara is shver, because the Gemara says it's mutter. Taisa says, if Yotzah Shal Shal Lekutis is not Osilach Lumi, because the people won't know, people don't know him and now. But I just got, if Hegdish is going to get 48 so, Skilo, I got 48 so. So now I'd like to learn with Oilam the Marsha, and then we'll ask this Kasha on the Marsha. Let us just look and see the Marsha on this place this so far. So the Marsha says, the Marsha L'sapek Sloses on the Nuzayin Amit Beis. Let us see the Marsha. Second Marsha Nuzayin Amit Beis. L'sapek Sloses. A place that says, L'yotza Hashar Klal Osa. Dilme Osi Lachlufi Behedit L'kach Noket Atka Moshen. Perish. Zot the Marsha. Now we have to hold Cheshmu with the Marsha. The behedit ki hai gavna, what would be behedit? If I would give a nachting, 12 sloim, he should get 48 sort of hedit. The behedit ki hai gavna, afulu biyotza shel ashar shelakutis, osa leaflik im balabayis. That means if I'm going to make up with him, he should give superior Tvuah, not inferior to it. Lakutus is inferior to it. Afilu bo, so behedit is also. Afilu bo'ima losais leish ache. Zok the marsha, why is this also by a hedit? The choshiv keilu hu mekabo mimenu. So he says klo, the marsha says klo, that by a hedit it's also. Afilu tiosa shalu lakutus, because it's kilu, I'm getting it. Kamaisha Kosva Taisus Gabe Alvo. Taisa just said that. But Taisa says by Alvo, if he gives to a Hegdish $120, it's like I got $120. So if I'll give to, a Nachtim, he should give 48 so to a Hegdish, it's just like I got 48 so. Alvo gab dohoche derich mekech emen kuhu. This is not Alvo. Aber osmi is mit der Rabbonne. Allahochi im lo yotza hashar klal osa. So lo yotza hashar klal osa, afilu lehendish. Mishum da osi la hachlif, la mechlef, lasis kach behed. Avo bi yotza hashar shalakutis, avo gav de behedit osa, shori behedish, afilu lipsik im balabayis bishar lakutis, Playosi le michlev behedit. People won't make michlev behedit. The raya yayme, the posik bishal le kutas, lil kutas, the shori. The yenel think that he bought inferior to it. The shori yap behedit. So the marsha is a shekleche marsha. The marsha says clearly that by mekech umemker, we also say this long this. And therefore, by Hedit it's also, and by Hegdish it's mutter. So can't show about why Hegdish is a mutter. If the lumdis is by Hedit, because I'm getting it, so by Hegdish, and Taisha says, by Halvo, will be also. So, this Kasha bothered me on the Marsha. I found the Marsi Avrom, the Isa before she had Talmud and Nagob, in Tana Marsi Avrom that asked this on the Marsha. Al Kaponim, we have to know, Al Kaponim, I'd like to remain with Tish Shverikai, and this is Akasha, and this is Akasha, what? Taisvis, so the Marsha Avrom says the Marsha Shver, Taisvis is not Shver. Why is the Marsha Shver? Because the Marsha said that by Mekech and Memkeh, when he gets it, it's just like I got it. He says there's a difference between Mekech and Memkeh now, but what the difference is, I don't understand. He says, by Mekech and Memkeh, you don't say this. Masha says, not like that. The Masha says, the Holy Spirit by Mekech and Memkeh is also Kilo, I got it. So then the whole thing is very schwer. So must help me, Yosef, Nitosi, Lachluki, Lamaisa, I'm getting the ribbons. So, this is L'chayre Ashverkeit on the Masha. Let's finish the Taisus. But Taisus so starts off with an Osi Lachlufei, and Taisus brings in the middle, that's Kilo, I'm getting it. Roho de Shari besomech to Oizef Avonim b'meye v'osrim. Now, why over the Gemara later says, by Oizef Avonim, Amish Halvo is lending him stones, b'meye v'osrim, Hainu shagiz barat my noisno. The Gizbar is giving it. The Gam Avonim aim. The Mucher Milsa Shahim Shal Hegdish. So by Hegdish Ribis is Mutta. By Hegdish Ribis is Mutta. Amo Derech Mekech Memka Shenosan Al Maslosa is, but here, who gave the money? Here, someone else gave the money. So you don't know that Hegdish is involved. So it's only Mutta Shahim Gam, yeah. So Taisus starts off with an osi lachlufe, and therefore when it's yotzah shal shalakutus, I don't have an osi lachlufe. By a gizba that lends avonim, even though there's a ribbis deraisa, there you see clearly it's hegdish. But in the case of nachtum, you do not see the that it's Hegdish, it's made as an osi lachlufin, it's only muti yotzah shar shalakutz. Let us go further. We hear in the Mishnah, ein behem tashlume keifo. Now here in the Mishnah, karkois, avodim, shtoris, Hegdish, there's no din of tashlume keifo. Meno ani mil, said the Gemara, the Tani Rabbonam, al kol dvar pesha klal, Now this is the end of the parsha of Shem Bechina, which is speaking about Tashlume Keifo. Im Nimtza Ganef, over the Shem Bechina was a Toyin Tainus Ganef. So there we have a Klal Prat, a Klal, a Kol Tvar Pesh, a Klal, a Shoyl, a Chamoyl, a Seh, a Salm, a Prat, a Kol Aveide, a Sher, Yoyma, a Chosev, a Kol, a Klal, a Prat, a Klal, a Gatadom, a Kain, a Prat. Ma ha-prat mefoyresh dova ha-metaltol v'guf ha-imomen, avkol dova ha-metaltol v'guf ha-imomen. So, memele, yeah. Yotzu karkois she'inom metaltolim, yotzu avodim shukshel karkois, yotzu shtori shafo pish metaltolim v'guf ha-imomen, hekdeishis omar kro re'eyu v'loi lehek. Shalom Shnaim L'Reyeyu V'Loi Ekdish. Let us see what Rashi says. Kod V'Apeshe Sefer D'Kro Mishtoi B'Toyin Tanis Ganev Oy B'Ganev V'Atzmoy. Right. So we have here a Klal Prat a Klal. And from this Klal Prat a Klal, we learn. From this Klal Prat a Klal, we learn there's no din Tashlume Keifu. The loy tashlumei dalet vehei. Here it's only nigei hegdish. If he stole a behemah from hegdish, there's no dalet vehei. My time it tashlumei dalet vehei. Omar Rachmona v'loy tashlumei shloi shevarbo. That means the tashlumei dalet vehei is made up of shloi shevarbo plus kefil. So since I learned that there's no din tashlumei keifel by hegdish, so memelo automatically there's no din dalet vehei. Shem echinam einei nishba. Meno ani mili. How do you know Shem echinam the Tana Rabbana kitni shalayeyu klal kesef oy keilim prat and the lishmael sit on the side close to the color. So we are klal prat a klal. But I don't know, can a prat, my prat, my first, I'm a metal to the goof, I'm a cut, I'm a metal to the goof, I'm a יוצו קקוי שאינם מטלפון, יוצו עבודים שבשל הקקוי, יוצו שטור איש אחפי שמטלפון, אין גוף עד מומן. כדי שיש אמה קרו, אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי-אי- Eichei socher einei mishalem. Reiter, that Hashem a socher will not pay in Gneva v'abegum. Nani mili. Tetona abon kitni shal reyeyu plal. Chamei reisher reiser prad. Chamei malish mechaz katolo. Plal bhat haklal yatodon alaken haprad. Ma haprad mefeirish dover metalto v'gufay momen. Kol dover metalto v'gufay momen. Yotsu kakoyish eni metalpom. Yotsu abonim shuk shal kakoyis. Yotsu shtori shafa pish metalpom en gufay momen. Ekdeishes oma klor e'eyu e'eyu v'loi shal eilish. Zogt Rashi, Leite shlomei shloisha v'abo, shloisha l'se v'abo l'she. Tekim in the imit mi keifel, botsu lo chode. So we're missing one, she keifel, b'teivei ha'moicha v'chlau ta shlomei d'alvedoi. Chiyitein, l'kamon b'ashoi, l'amrina parash rishayne, n'amra b'shem b'chinam. Shnia, b'shem asocha, b'kosu b'parash rishayne, b'nika b'alabayis, v'kimno l'shvue, b'amavkid, that's this Gemara. And let us see two Taisvis in, and we'll see what they say to the Taisvis. Shema Chinam Einoi Nishba. We hear this in the Mishnah, Shema Chinam Einoi Nishba, Chit Nishal Rei Kesem Akeim Lishma, then it says Nika Balabai Salakim, swears. So we learn out a klal prat a klal that Hashem Echinam does not swear. Nire dohu adin the einai mishalem. So now Tosfos says Hashem Echinam will not pay on pshia also. So I just like to mention two nekudas. We spoke about this Rashi in the Mishnah. Muki Yosef speaks about this Rashi. There's a Yesodistik and Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, Raivet. Rashi Shita in the Rambam Shita is that a Shomer Chinam was not swear if he was Peshei or not. He doesn't swear. But if he was Peshei, he's Mechuyev to pay. And Tosfos learns that the miut over here, klal prat klal, so he doesn't pay if he was peshaya also. So what is the yisayd amachloikis? Tosfos learns that the chiyuv tashlumei pshia is from michiyuv. Tosfos learns the chiyuv tashlumei pshia is michiyuv eishaymrim. So since it's michiyuv eishaymrim, so memele. So therefore, I have a klal prat a klal. That I have a klal prat a klal that shomrim are only by davar metaltel the gufay mom. The Rambam in Rashi Shita is a peshaya is chayev als masit. The chiyev shvue is als mechiyuvay shomrim to memavare warak shoshem achinam ein nishba. But if I have a birr that was a pshia, he's mechuyev to pay on tzmazik. Now, I'd like a little to be mevara, and we'll see it later on Daf Nun Ches. Rabbi Ber says, there are two inyonim by shomrim. There's one inyon by Hashema. Hashema is obligated to watch. To watch what he was mekabel shmire. He's mechuyev to watch it. There's a chiyev shmire. A kakafta the gavod Hashem is mechuyev to watch it. Hashem machinam has a lesser chiyev shmire. Hashem mesach has a bigger chiyev shmire. There's a chiyev to watch. That's one halacha. There's another halacha. What happens if he did not do what he was supposed to do? Hashem mesach did not watch it properly. It got stolen. Hashem Achinam did not watch it properly, and it got Hashem Echinam did not watch it properly, and then and he was Pesheya in the Kat Knizik. Now, Zukharabor Berazal, the Chiyu of Hashem Ersocha and Gneva Vadeide, that Mechiyube Shemer, that's the mean for the Shemer is Mechuyev to pay if it got stolen. So Memele, so that we have a Klau Prata Klau, but a Shemer is no din Tashlume Shemrem by Dobo, by Karke, by Avodim, no din Tashlume Shemrem. The din pshiye, the Rambam shite and Rashi shite, the din pshiye is since you were mechuyev to watch it and you were peshei and the shmire, so that's called a mazik. Why is it called a mazik? Because you were obligated, you were mekabel shmire on it. That means pshiye is called a mazik. You were supposed to lock the door. You have an animal, and you were supposed. That's your obligation. You were makabo shmire, and by kach you also mechuyev to watch it. The chiyuvei shomrim geit nishtar. Hashem is mechuyev to swear. So mamele, there's no din chiyuv shomrim by karke. But this din, if you are obligated to watch it, and a shomer by karke is also obligated to watch it, so mamele, you are mazik. That is Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rambam. Taisvis learns it's not a mazik. Taisvis learns it's not a mazik. Chiv is only als chiyuvei shomrim, and kark is nismaikum chiyuvei shomrim. That's the beginning of Taisvis, and later when we come to the next Gemara, perhaps we'll come back to this Taisvis. Taisvis bin Zarai, and the Gemara Vaita Dachnin Chas. Re'eyu v'loi shel hedish. Now, Taisva says, Yidin Zadin Tashlume Keifu, it says, Yishalim Shnaim L'Reyeyu, V'loi Shal Hekdish. U'Bereish Merube Memayit Mivigunav Mibes Ha'ish V'loi Mibes Hekdish. So Taisva asks a very innocent Ha'ore, is a stira in two Gemoras. Our Gemara says the reason you don't pay Hegdish Kefil says Yishalim Shnaim L'Reyeyu V'loi L'Hegdish. And there it says V'gunav, the Gemara says V'gunav Mibeis Ha'ish V'loi Mibeis Hegdish. Taisu doesn't say a parrot. Taisu just is Ma'ira this Sa'ora. I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes Rabbah Berem Bo'Bekame Vinsum Rab Chaim, a beautiful parrot on this kasha. He says as follows, there are two types of Hegdish. This Hegdish Bedek Abayis and this Kabonis. Now, and there's a Yisaidistic difference between both. Hegdish Bedek Abayis, the owner of the Hegdish, is Bedek Abayis, belongs to Hegdish. They are the Bailim. When a person is magdish something to Bedek Abayis, that means he relinquishes his ownership and he gives it over to Bedek Abayis. The Bailim are Bedek Abayis. The Bailim is Hegdish. So now, if it got stolen, and there would be a Chiyuv Kefil, who would you pay Kefil to? You pay to Bedek Abayis. So I have a meet Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyeyu. This Kefil is only paid L'Reyeyu. V'loi L'Hegdish. Hegdish does not acquire Kefil. That is the Pasuk Yishalem. Who do you pay to? L'Reyeyu V'loi L'Hegdish. That is one type of Hegdish. There's another type of Hegdish, a Kovet. A Kovet. If a person is Magdish a Kovet, the Kolben has Kedusha on it. But who does the Kolben belong to? The Bala Kolben. Belongs to the, it's his Lekapore. It's holy. You have to do certain avoidance in order to be Zeichetim. But it's his Lekapore. Because of the Kedusha that is on it, he can't Balabata be over it because It's Kaddish, it's Kedushas Kol. But the Bailam is his. He's the Bailam. It's his for Kapola. It's his for Kapola. So therefore, if you would pay Kaful, who would you pay Kaful to? To the Balakob. He's Reyeu. So from the miyut of Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyeu, he's a Reyeu. He's a Yid. He's a Reyeu. So you pay Kaful to him. Therefore you need the Gunav Mibeisoish. The Gneve has to be from something that's Birshusoi. The Gemara says, the Gunav Mibeisoish, let me base a Ganav. That means if it's by the Ganav, Felton Beisoish, I don't have shlita over it. I don't have, it's not in my reshus. A Koban is not in my reshus. It's mine, but it's not in my reshus. I can't do whatever I want with it. It's a Koban. So the male of the Gunav Mibeisoish is that in the Maisa Gneve. That it has to be stolen from a base ish, that it's Bershusa ish. So if it's a Koban, it's not the Gunami base ish, because it doesn't have shlita over it. So that Pasik is speaking about Kobanes. Our Pasik that says Yishalim Shnaim L'Reyeu V'Loi L'Hegdish is speaking about Koshi B'Ede Kabayis. So there the Tashlumim, there it's Grat, it's in their issues. It's a Rishus Bedek Abayis, they have a complete shlita. That would be called Beis Ha'ish. It's in his Rishus. It's in the Rishus of Hegdish, you can do whatever they want with it. But there the din is, but Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyeu V'Loi L'Hegdish. Now we're starting a new sugyif. Shem Echinam Einay Nishba. So the while we're going to learn the Gemara, the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, and then before we start learning the Gemara, let's just give a few hakdamas so we'll understand how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Every Yid, the Echad Ba'ador, Achizan al Ashkolim, every Yid gave a Machzis a Shekel to the, that was put into the Lishke, and through that, they had a chelik of, in the Kobonis Tzibra the whole year. But that was, each he gave a Machzis HaShekel. Now, the Machzis HaShekel, it worked as follows. I mean, let's say, Be'echad Ba'odo, Machizan al-Ashkolim. Yidin, let's say, a poshut, the case, now we'll talk a more complicated case. A Yid delivered his Machzis HaShekel to the Lishka. It came Reish Chodesh Nissen, that is 15 days before Pesach. They went into the Lishka, which was full of Machzis HaShekel, and they went and they took three kupais, three receptacles, and they filled, they made trumas halishka. They mean from the millions of coins that were there, they filled up three receptacles of coins. This was the trumas halishka. From the money in these three kupes, they bought all the kabonis tzuba. That was done Reish Chodesh Nissen. That was done a second time 15 days before Shavuos, and that was done 15 days before Sukkot. Three times during the year, they replenished the money that they needed for the Kabbalah Sibra. They were toiren from the Lishka. And, returning from the Lishka, and all the Yidin who, let's say, so those Yidin who were Zeche, that their money was in the Kupes, but al-Kaponim, they were Makrib Kabonet Tziba the whole year. So, if they were Teirim, the Lishke, for all those who gave their Machzis HaShekel, so the Yidin had a Chelek in the Kabonet Tziba the whole year. All the Kabonet Tziba were they had a chelik in all the kabbalistic, but that was a Yid who gave his Machzis HaShekel. Now, There's a Mishnah or a Baraisa, Toymen al Ha'ovoid, Bal Ha'govoid, Bal Ha'osid Ligvois. So Rashi learns Pshat, and it's a Baraisa as follows. Toymen al Ha'ovoid. Toymen al Ha'ovoid means that a person sent a Shliach to give his Machzus Hashem. It got lost. It got stolen. Yeah. The vial, the Bailim does not know about it. The Bailim, this is the Shliach lost it on the world. The Bailim does not know about it. So, in, then, the Shchedesh Nissen, they were Teirim. They were Teirim, the three Kupis. So, Teirimin al Ha'ovot. That means this person who lost his Machzus HaShekel, and he didn't know about it, so Memele, this, so he already is taken care of, the Trume will, gives him a Chelek, I mean, just like the Trume was on all the Shkolim and the Lishke, the Trume was also on all the lost Shkolim that he did not know about, that the owner, the Bishas, the Trume, the owner did not know about it, so Tumen Alho. That's Halacha number one. And he's put it to pay. He got already his chelik in the Tumas Alish, and the Tumas Alishka, and finished. He's taken care of. But let's go a little further. What is if he found out about it? That means he found out, the Bailam found out that it's lost. He found this out, Choftes Adar. Choftes Adar. When they told him that it's lost, the Trume will not go on his lost Machzus. Now, you know about it already? We have to give another Machzus for Shekel. That's your Pekel already. We have to give another. That means the Trume will not take into consideration this Machzus Shekel that was over, that's only if you didn't know about it, so then the Trume works on that. But if you knew about it, Bishas, before the Trume did not work. You have to give a new Machzus Shekel. You have to give a new Machzus Shekel. That's not Nichla on Termin Alor. Fine. There's another case, Termin Al Hagovri. What's Hagovri? Hagovri means that he sent the Machzus HaShekel, it's on the way. It's on the way to, and they were Teirim, nothing's lost, nothing, it's on the way, they were Teirim B'Shchedesh Nissen. This was already, his Machzus HaShekel is on the way, the Trume helps for this Machzus HaShekel. Second case, maybe that's Porsche, it's a Teirim Alog, okay, this is Teirim Alagog. Then there's a third thing, Termin al ha'osid likvois. What's ha'osid likvois? You have a person who machizen shchedesh ador al ha'shkolem, so he wasn't such a big, he has other bills on his head, shchedesh ador, you pay taxes, you pay matzos. He's not up to it. But be'ezer Hashem, he's gonna pay. He's gonna pay. Hanukkah time is going to pay for sure. But Hanukkah time you should have money. Hanukkah time is going to pay. Any taka, Hanukkah time, he sends his Machzus HaShekel to the Lishke. And they made already three trumas already. But this yid that Lamaisa, also, he's gonna pay. This yid also is Nichlal in the Trume. So the Trume now is Chodesh Nissen. We'll see later. But if this person eventually will pay Hanukkah time, so the Trume of Chodesh Nissen, the Trume of 15 days before Shavuos, the Trume of 15 days before Sukkot helps. I mean, it's taken care of. So Lamais is Azoy. So we have three cases that the Trume helps, even though Bishaitoi, it was not in the Lishke. The first case was when they made the Trume, it was lost, and the Bailam were unaware of it. The second case was it's not in the Lishka, but it's Govi, it's on the way. And the third case is he's going to pay Hanukkah time, so he's so the Tumah now helps for all these three people. But again, what is if it's lost, it's not on the way, then and he knows about it, then the Tumah doesn't help for him. You have to decide to pay again. If you're not going to decide to pay again, forget about it. The Tumah will not help. That means the Tumah that was lost, the Masa Shekel that was lost, will, it does not help, they will, they're not Torim on such a Masa Shekel. Now, so we have a Shtikal Agdome, now let us learn the Gemara. V'namino, b'nei ha'ir she'sholchu esh shiklayim. The Bnei Ha'ir sent their shkolim with shluchim. They sent their shkolim with the shluchim. V'nignevu oisha avdu, and they got stolen or lost. Im misha nitrama ha'truma. So if the truma helps on these shkolim, that means that the Trume was taken when the Bailam were unaware of this hefsek. Im mishenitrema hatrume. So it comes out that it was lost and the Trume was taken on these lost shkolim and the Trume helped for these lost shkolim because when the Trume was taken, the Bailam were unaware of it. So the Tumah helped on these lost shkolim. So now let us just understand what's happening over here. Let us make this interesting. B'nei ho'ir she'sholchu eshiklay. We're not speaking about one machzis shekel. We're talking about b'nei ho'ir. There was thousands of machzis shekel. They all sent it with a shliach. Right, so we're speaking about a lot of money got stolen or lost. So now, there is one shaila over here. There's a shaila, we have to know, these shluchim, this is, we have thousands and thousands of shkolim over here that, meinenu, we have to be mevarer, what happened? Was it their fault? Wasn't it their fault? These shluchim have to be mevarer, what happened. So now it's like this. So it matters who is the one that's responsible for the shkolim. So now like this. If it was lost and the truma was taken already on the shkolim, that means it was lost and the truma was taken and the bailam were unaware about it. So it comes out, so who loses from this gneiva? Hegdish loses. I mean, they won't get any more money from the Bnei Yair. They're expecting from the Bnei Yair a million shkolim. Forget about it. It's lost. It's stolen. So who is losing from this gneiva? Hegdish. So that's it. Bnei Yair she'sholch reshikleim v'nignu oisha okru. Im isha nitramo ha'truma. So if the truma was nitram on these lost shkolim, that means when the truma was nitram, the bailam were unaware that it got lost. So then the truma helps on these shkolim. Is nishboim the gizborim? So now these shluchim come to the gizborim and they have to swear to bezin they want to the gizbor they want pesheya. I mean, we're talking about a million shkolim over here. The lost. They have to swear to Bezin that they won Pesheya. Ve'im lav, but if the Trume did not help on the Shkolim, what does it mean the Trume did not help on the Shkolim? Because when the Trume was taken, the Bailam already were aware that it's lost. The minute the Bailam are aware that it's lost, and then the Trume does not go on the Shkolim. So who is responsible now
to so then the Bailam are responsible, so the city will have to cough up another million shkolim. So then the Balei Din of the Shluchim are the B'nai Ha'ir. We gave you a million shkolim, and as law is stolen, you, then they have to swear to the B'nai Ha'ir. V'im lav nishbolim l'B'nai Ha'ir. They swear to the B'nai Ha'ir. B'nai Ha'ir shoiklin acherim tachtayim. And then they have to go and give new shkolim, because they were not gepatelt for the Tuma, since Bishas, when the Tuma was taken, they were aware already of the Aveda. Nimtzo, what happens? Right? They gave Nushkolim, finished Nushkolim. Then later, we find it. It was lost, now we find the million Shkolim. Hoyshech Zirum Haganovim. So now we have here double Shkolim. That means that the B'nai Ha'ir paid again Shkolim, because they weren't kepata from the Tuma, since when they were telling the Tuma, they were aware already that the Shkolim were stolen or lost. So Eilu Ve'Eilu Shkolim. So this is, so comes out this year, everyone gave a double amount of Shkolim. Shkolim that we found now are Shkolim. You were magnish them as soon as he was magnish them. Their Shkolim. The second Shkolim, what they paid, is also Shkolim. Vein oilem lehem l'shon ahabo. And if they don't come to the gizba, listen, I have paid it by you. I paid twice Shkolim. Let's deduct this for next year. No. There's no such thing. The Shkolim that were given for this year is goes for the kabonas for this year. Next year is a new cheshbon, so that is the din. So let us just understand the problem over here. There's a tremendous problem. There's a problem. It says that if the truma was chal, so now the balei din and the shluchim is the gizbo, is nishboim legizbo. It says in our mishnah by Hegdish, you don't swear to Hegdish. That is the Gemara's kasha, and let us see Rashi. Look to Rashi. Shiklayim shkolim shalado lekabonis sibo benignavu min hashluchim im yishenitrema atrume im kshebo ledin. If the din teire is after the truma was chal, kvar nitrema atrume shaytayrem halishka begimul kupes. There were times the Lishka Gimel Kupes is Nishboim Ligizborim Shalai Poshu Behem She'ein Bali Yadin. That means the Gizborim now at the way they just had $1 million hefsed and then the Shluchim were lost. So they have to swear that they won't pay Sheya. The Mekivin She'tomu as Halishka, since they were termed the Lishka, Ein Achrayis Aveda Ala Bailim, they're not responsible anymore to give Nushkolim, Ela Lahegdish, Tid Amrin Elekamon, Termin Al Ha'avot, that the Tumah is Chal on the Shkolim that were lost, She Chelek Bekupes Halolu, Lemi Sheshalach Shiklei Ve'Oved Ben Yidei Achshav Shavat, if Bishas the Tumah, he was unaware that it was lost, so the truma was chal on his shkolim. So Memela, so who Lemaise loses from this Genevin Aveda? The gizmo. So you have to swear to the gizmo. V'im la, but what is if the truma was not chal on the shkolim? Sheneidah lemikaydim lochem, they found out already, Shuv ein termin aleihem, Elo amanasa. So we're not telling them. So these shkolim that are lost are useless. We will not be telling them on those shkolim. Elo amanashi shalchulam acherim tachdeb. You have to send new shkolim. That means the truma will only be if you send new shkolim. The fichach. So the bnei heir ein bali adin shel shluch. Nimtzo koyai obdu. What happens if it got lost? Shechzirim koim anignavu, eilu ve'eilu shkolim hei. that even the Kadosh, Kadosh, since Lamaisa, the first Kolim, were Kadosh, so they remain Kadosh. The Kedusha does not become Nifka. We'll just stop with Akasha. The Mikdash Tovit asks, he doesn't understand that when they mafresh the second Shkolim, the first Shkolim are someplace around. It's lost. So why don't they say that the Kedusha of the first Shkolim should be Nischalel on this Shkolim? I have to give new Shkol, fine, I can't use. But the first Shkolim were Kaddish. There was a Kedusha Chal on them already. So why isn't he Mechalel the Kedusha of the first Shkolim on this Shkolim? So later when he finds that you shouldn't have to give him, Rashi says they were Makdish the second Shkolim. Now they found the first Shkolim, you have to give the first Shkolim, so you give double. So he says, why aren't you Mechalel the Kedusha of the second Shkolim? And the Kedusha, when you make the second, you Makdish the second Shkolim, be Mechalel the Kedusha of the Lost Shkolim, that should be Chal and this Shkolim. But Al Kaponim, we have here a tremendous problem. The Mishnah, it says that Shem Achinam Einoi Nishba, and here it says Nishboim L'Gizbot.